Now he says, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ? Now, the call, somebody says you're talking now about the elect, are you? Yes, that's right. And who are the called? Well, the called are those who heard. Some don't hear. The Lord Jesus, you know, made it very clear. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Now, my friend, if you're following somebody else or something else, you just haven't heard him, and he must not be your shepherd, because he says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow him. And they're the ones that are called. I don't care about arguing about election. My friend, it's as simple as this. It's as simple as he calls and you answer. And if you haven't answered, you're not the elect. If you've answered, you're the elect. And that's about as far as my poor simple mind can follow that, by the way. And that is exactly what he's talking about here. The called of Jesus Christ. Then he says, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God. Isn't that lovely? God loves those in Rome. And I was there. I want to tell you, there was a strike going on, and it's pretty hard to love anybody around there when you have to carry your suitcase up to your room, and you can't get any kind of service, and taxes are hard to get, and you can't get around to see what you want to see. But God loves them. Beloved of God. How wonderful. And here we have it, called to be saints. Well, that just doesn't simply answer the question at all. That word to be is not in the better manuscripts. They're called saints. That is, this is the name for every believer. Actually, a saint is not one who's been exalted. A saint is one who exalts Jesus Christ. There's a difference, by the way. And this idea, you don't make saints by exalting mankind. A person becomes a saint when he exalts Jesus Christ and he becomes his Savior. Now, I want you to know today, it's a name for every believer. And there are only two classes of people in the world, saints and ain'ts. And you're a saint if you've trusted Christ. It's not your character that makes you a saint. It's your faith in Jesus Christ. It means you're set aside for him. That's all important to see, that you have been set aside. You're beloved of God, and you've been called saints. That's the kind of a saint you are. You're like Paul, called an apostle. And as he called himself at the beginning, he's a bond slave of Jesus Christ. Now, I think it was Ketterling who made the statement that you either obey some person or something. Who do you obey? You're obeying someone today. A saint is one that has come to Jesus Christ, and he's that because he's trusted him and he's been set aside for Jesus Christ. And now he says, grace and peace to you. Will you notice that to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, call saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to have occasion in other epistles to talk about grace and peace. And I won't develop that here because we're going to have a great deal to say about the grace of God in this epistle.